This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It's Thursday, the 18th of August, and this is Tune In with Erica. Hello. Hey, hey, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good whenever you are. It is a pleasure to have your company. It really is. And As I say that, I can see people already coming in the Facebook chat room. You are a joy, you guys. Do you know that? This is Tune In with Erica. I am your host on Mondays, kicking off the week for breakfast if you're stateside here on 1-2 Radio, and also an advisor on 1-2 Listen. And I'll be with you for the next half hour, right before Mark Husson explains what the stars and the planets and everything else are up to in the astrology hour and what it means to us. Mark, if you're listening, I need to hear it. I want to know what's going on. So I'm here today with my lovely angels and dragons and tarot cards and all of that and my thoughts of the day. So if you would like a reading, pop into the Facebook chat room and I will do my best to do that for you. It's very simple. Go to the website 12radio.com. That's the number 12radio.com. Look at the menu on the left-hand side and you will see there is an option to chat. You'll also see there's an on-demand section, and this show will go up onto the on-demand as fast as I can possibly manage it, and if technology has worked beautifully and recorded it for me. I am looking as we say that, and yeah, it appears to be recording. It's always a bonus. I don't know about you, I have had the Mercury retrograde from Hades. I really have. This time it has done everything to me. I won't bore you with it, but I've got legal litigation going on and all sorts. I mean, what's going on in my life at the moment, you could not make it up. So if that is happening to you, and I know from speaking to people that I am not alone in this, you have my empathy, you have my sympathy, but just let's remember we're all in this together. I did have to remind myself the other day that I still have my health, and thank God, Goddess and everything, I don't live in Gaza or somewhere where there's a war. What I'm dealing with is extremely frustrating and annoying first world problems, and it always helps to have that perspective. In fact, it was so bad at the weekend when all the services were closed that I had to take a step back, take a deep breath and laugh at the whole thing and just think, do you know what, I just have to surrender. I have done everything I can do. There is nothing I can do about what is unfolding, and it's the serenity prayer. God grant me the grace to accept those things I cannot change. Give me the courage to change those things I can. And dear God and Goddess, the wisdom to know the difference. I'm right in there with you. So if you're having that kind of Mercury retrograde, or even that kind of week or that kind of month, come and let me know in the Facebook chat room. I'm just going to refresh it because I know I've seen Maureen White Varner in there. Good morning to you, my Libra sister. Yep, you're in there. Who else is in there? Good morning to Pamela Rich. Oh, Patricia Rich. I apologize. Patricia Rich. Shirin Just Shirin. Laura Kazdan Fulton. Maureen White Varner and Kelly Herring are in there at the moment. Good afternoon also, because I know she's going to be joining us, to my friend down the road, Jennifer Hart, a fellow Brit who lives here in Cornwall. We are having the most extraordinary weather for summer. It's very, very windy. It's sunny and warm, but the isobars are very close together. So it's been blowing a hooly. I was doing my social duty at a community event required me to sit outside with a bucket of change and take money on Saturday, and I tried to make myself look respectable, you know, and put on a clean t-shirt and some earrings. My earrings nearly blew out of my ears and off to the silly aisles. They could have ended up in Spain. It was so windy. So I hope the weather is good wherever you are. So a shout out, as I said, to Jennifer Hart. I don't know if she's going to join me in the chat room. She usually does. A shout out also to Erin, because I know she likes to hear, and I know she can't get in the chat room. Good morning to Kat Garner as well, who is also in the room. So there we go. Where am I? Chuntering away on the 18th of the 8th, 25. And I looked at the numerology because I thought, why is this catching my attention as I wrote that down? And it's 18. So there's the 8 in there of the 8th. And then 2 and 5 is 8. So I am going to take the view that this is a morning or a day of abundance, because it's all those eights. And we're still in the shadow of Lionsgate as well, and still in Leo. Good morning to Joni Thompson, who's just come in the room as well. So we're in the last week of Leo. Mercury is going forward, and I am revisiting with bells on all those things that went past me when it was going backwards. I'm trying to sort them out. Dear Lord, I'm trying to sort them out. But it will be Virgo on Friday, and Virgo is a very organized sign. So I'm living in hope that when my legal litigation matters come to a head on Friday, that it'll all fall into place and all will be bell. Say a prayer for me. Okay, so today the moon is in Gemini. It's a waning moon. We're heading towards the new moon eventually. Next weekend, again on Friday, the whole thing. It's the changes, the synchronicities that are going on at the moment are extraordinary. But I know Mark Husson will say more about that, so I'm going to leave that to him. But a moon in Gemini today is, I don't know, a need for change and spontaneity. And safety lies in thinking about your feelings and sharing them with others. I can attest to that, because I did actually think, in order to deal with the week I'm having, and if you're having one too, I will share this, perhaps it will be helpful. I thought I need to explore and journal and write down my feelings, not because I'm going to act on them, because there's actually nothing I can do about it, but I don't want to bottle up what I'm feeling about what I'm experiencing. And that's very Gemini communication. So if you're having that, journal or sing or rant, or if you need to, if you're angry, very angry, do the Louise Hay thing of getting a pillow and pummeling it and shouting and saying to it all those things that perhaps you would not say socially. The other one I love to do, I haven't done it today, but I may do it tomorrow, is I drive along the road in my car. A friend of mine used to do this, and it much amused me, so I've now taken to doing it. And get hold of the steering wheel and absolutely scream at the top of my lungs with whatever I'm feeling, the frustration, the anger, the angst, whatever. Frightens the life out of the motorists next door to you. I promise you, if you do it at traffic lights, it's really quite entertaining. Anyway, I'm probably now leading anarchy, and I shouldn't do that, so if that works for you, go do it. I also looked up today, Moon in Gemini, what it affects for us physically. And I found it quite interesting. It's shoulders and arms and hands. So that's what are you carrying? What are you trying to manipulate? Your respiratory system, your nervous system motor skills, and also blood capillaries, which is oxygen energy exchange. Interesting. So if you've got any of that going on and you're thinking, what's going on in my body? Maybe that will help. So I'm just going to do now, I can see, thank you for all coming in this Facebook chat room. I'm going to refresh it to make sure that I've got everybody on there, because I can see you're asking for readings, and that I've got it the right way up. So let me just do that and move these relevant comments into all comments and go in there and take a look. So again, good morning to Maureen White Varner, my Libra sister, trying to get your act together as you are leaving for your Italian adventure. Oh, colour me green with envy. Buon viaggio. Next Thursday. Oh, feeling under the weather. Oh gosh, a headache and hopefully just allergies. Okay. Well, again, if you're feeling under the weather and you're feeling like headache and allergies, I was just saying it's today, Moon in Gemini is respiratory things. So perhaps bear that in mind. If it's just today, it might ease up as it becomes a Moon in Cancer tomorrow. But let's do your card just to see what the angels suggest. Okay. Interestingly, I've got an interesting selection of cards, Maureen, because I've got the King of Earth. I love this card. He's just so compassionate and accomplished and charismatic and rich. What's not to like? In my other deck that I'm not using today, I've got this card, and it looks like Johnny Depp as Captain Jack Sparrow. It's a time of great success. A Midas touch and everything turning out beautifully. So I think you can say that actually your trip will turn out well. But I have it with the Two of Swords. This is a lady standing on a shore with the swords crossed in front of her heart and lots of ripply water behind her. Now, water is our emotions, and this two of swords often means we are blocking. Because the swords are in front of our heart, we're blocking. So Maureen, I would say, because I've got the King of Earth, which is saying everything is going to go beautifully, place your attention on the fact it's going to go beautifully. Even when you have, as I'm having at the moment, a challenging time, just intend that somehow, if you let the universe take over, that all will be well. And also invite Archangel Raphael to go with you. He's great at helping you to pack. So if you suddenly get the most peculiar idea of something you want to put in your luggage, trust it, put there, because Raphael knows. And ask him to go with you. He gets you through the whole check-in process. He's great to travel with. And also he takes care of your heart. So I hope that's helpful, Maureen. Good morning to Laura Kasdan-Fulton. You would like a message as well. Of course, it would be my pleasure. So let's have a look. What do the cards want to say for Laura? Oops, okay. Lovely water card. We love water cards because it's always heart and feeling, and particularly with the Gemini moon, which is very cerebral and thoughts. And interestingly on this Gemini moon, because this is the seven of water, and the seven of water is always about choices. On this card, there's seven cards with seven chakra colours, and it's talking about making a choice and getting clarity. And because it's the water card, you want to be making this choice with your heart. Now with it, it's got a new moon in the background, and we're coming up on a new moon at the end of this week. So by Saturday, that sliver of a moon will be there. So I would say, if you're trying to make a choice, look at all your options and then listen to your heart this weekend and see where that takes you. Hope that's helpful, Laura. Good morning to Kat Garner. I pulled a card last week that lifted your spirits. I am very glad to do that. That's hopefully what I try and do, because even when we've got challenging times, there's usually something somewhere that you can find. It's the case of this week, and I really have, I can't share the details because it's litigation, but I really was having a crap week, and I just thought, what am I going to do with this? To the point where I just laughed and just thought, I cannot do anything. I have to just surrender and let this go and just trust that for whatever reason, this is going to turn out well. And the fact that it's not going how I want it, that there's going to be another way around, and I'm just leaving it to the universe because I give up, I surrender. Good morning, good day to Joni Thompson. You would like a card today. Happy to lift good juju for your Friday. Thank you. Oh, bless you, my darling. That I need all the help I can get from every direction. Astrology, people, angels, dragons, you name it. So a card for Joni. My darling angels, what would you like to say to Joni? Too many cards. That's me dropping the deck. When that happens, I need to clear the deck, start again. Tune into Joni. What have we got today? There we go. That is better. So again, Joni, I've got cards talking about working with the moon. And I've got the beautiful one of water with dolphins, a beautiful little mermaid, new emotional experiences, but it's water, it's this moon energy, and I have it with the major arcana card, the moon. And she's got a full moon behind her. So I would say to you, set your intentions in this new moon that's coming up on Friday. There's a connection to Pisces here, and that is interesting because the new moon that's coming up on Friday, the full moon will be a full moon lunar eclipse in Pisces on the 7th of September. So what would you like to empower from this new moon up to the full moon? And if there's something, I have it with a three of air, three of swords, which is sometimes a card about sadness, but it's also about healing having happened and personal strength that comes from looking at things and having a good, honest look at admitting they are what they are. And either you can do something about it or you can't, and let it go. So use the power of the moon from Friday up to the 7th of September, because the Pisces message is in there. Good morning, Sir Boss tugging my forelock to Mark Husson. Great to have you listening to me as well. He says, great to hear you and be part of the show. Thanks for being here. It is a pleasure to have you here, Mark, and I'm so looking forward to what you have to say about the energies at the moment, because they are just intense. I don't know anybody with all the major planets changing that isn't having the most extraordinary life upheavals, revelations, things moving forward, taking a complete life audit and looking at what you think is important and what isn't. All of that is going on. And by and large, if I don't look at the nonsense that the popular press and media put out, I think the planet is changing for the better. I really do. I think people are becoming more aware. I think by and large, although if you believe the press, you go, what? People are becoming kinder, because there's just so much negative nonsense going on that people are choosing to be positive and to be kinder. And that's not spiritual bypassing. There's nothing wrong with looking at what's going on in the world and campaigning to try and make a change. But I think by and large, in the whole world, people are becoming kinder and more aware, even people who perhaps weren't before. I think because so many lives are getting impacted, even people who thought, oh, that's nothing to do with me, the whole world economy is flexing and moving and it's affecting everybody. So I do think there's a lot of that going on. Good morning to Quelly. I can see you're in the room as well. Let's get a card for Quelly. Grand rising to you too. Grand afternoon. Bless you for acknowledging it's afternoon here. Thank you, Quelly. Good morning to you. And let's have a card for you. What card? There we go. Lovely Major Arcana card. Again, water. It's all these feelings. Here we are in a Gemini moon, this mental energy, the communicator. And yet we've got all these cards to do with water. And this is the card Balance. If you like your traditional tarot, that is Temperance. It comes with Archangel Zadkiel, who again has to do a lot of the time with our mental process. And of course, he's got one foot in the water, which is our emotions, and one foot on the land, which is our practicality, our material existence. And he has a rainbow running from one cup to the other. And this card is talking about blending of ideas and finding that balance between the emotions, the foot in the water, and the land and what's going on around you, and being able to look at the practical, the materialization of life, but still tap into your feelings about what's going on. Creating something extraordinary sometimes, because it's a blend. It can mean successful compromise as well, that's the way forward, is this opening perhaps to the opinions of others that perhaps you wouldn't have listened to. Maybe you listen to them and you don't have to do anything about them. You don't have to agree with them, but just make sure that you have listened. I don't know if that's any help to you, Quelly. You will be able to let me know. Kat Garner would like a card as well. So Kat, clear the deck. There we go. That flew out of the deck when I cleared it. If you've been worrying about something, Kat, if you're having sleepless nights or something's got you in a spin or a tizzy, let it go, because actually this card, the Nine of Air, the Nine of Swords, says that actually worry is unnecessary. It is our mental spin, and it is a moon in Gemini today. But it also ends up with you putting too much focus on what you don't want. You know, I'm not saying that we shouldn't, I'm not at all into spiritual bypassing. Things are what they are and we have to acknowledge them. But when you place all of your focus on what you don't want, you've just tipped the scales away from perhaps where you want to go. It's that story, that apocryphal story, I don't know which tribe it was ascribed to, but a very wise Native American, and the young brave comes to him and says, I have these terrible dreams, and there's this black and this white wolf fighting inside me, and I'm afraid which one will win. And the wise elder says to him, my son, which one do you feed? It is that. Don't spiritual bypass, but don't feed the negative. And I know this will work because then I've got it with the Seven of Earth, Seven of Coins. And in this card, it's a beautiful card. I'll try and explain the imagery. As a lovely lady in dungarees and a hat, she obviously enjoys garden. She's in a beautiful garden. Behind her is a brick wall, a high brick wall, and that is bricking off the past. The past is gone, done, shut down. And in front of her, she's got soil that she has tilled and she's planted seeds, and these beautiful blooms are coming up, and she has a watering can with her, and it's talking about seeds well planted and the fact that when you water the flowers, the seeds, good comes from it. And it goes perfectly with the previous card, which says don't place your emphasis on the negative, place it on watering the seeds that you want in your life. So I'm hoping that would be helpful. Let me just take a look further down. Kerry Kidd Thompson would like a card as well, of course, would be my pleasure. So Kerry, what would the angels like to say to Kerry today on this Gemini moon, when we're heading for a new moon and this incredible full moon on the 7th of September? I'm doing a gong bath. I'm so looking forward to doing that gong bath. It's going to be an absolute doozy. So what card, Kerry? There we go. There's your cards, Kerry. Oh, I want to be you today, Kerry. You hit Six of Fire, victory card. You've made wide choices that bring you what you want. It can be promotions or awards or scholarships or just rewards for what you're doing. And you've done this because I have it with the Queen of Air. You've done it, again, with mental focus. The Queen of Air has a Libran connection. She's Libra. She has an incredibly incisive mind. You know, I think Mark Husson said a few weeks ago, a Libra will eventually always get what they want. It's that. They keep cutting through until they get what they want. But she's surrounded by butterflies and she's got a great sense of humour. So I hope that makes sense to you as well. I've just got a few minutes left and I realised that Mark was kind enough to come into my chat room. I didn't do you a card, Mark, even though you didn't ask, I would do you one, so clear the deck. So what card? Whoa, that flew out. Did you hear that, Mark? Whoa. Interesting, you've got a five of air, five of swords. It's always a two-edged sword, this card. It sometimes says that there's a better way of doing something that will make you happier, or simply avoid people who are pushing your buttons. I'm going to leave it like that. So how long have I got? I have a couple of minutes left on this show, and I do appreciate that not everybody can get in the Facebook chat room or be with me live. And that does not mean to say I don't value your presence just as much. So in case you're with me on demand or you can't get in the Facebook chat room, let's do a card of the day just for you. So what card can I do? There we go. Whoa, that's flying out of the deck as well. My cards are trained to jump. Love this card. It is a six of earth, a six of coins. It actually features a very good friend of mine in the picture. It's based on her. Her name is Anna Grace Taylor, who lives here in the UK and is the most amazing angel energy you could possibly meet. And this is a card about exchange, because she's in a chair being given money, but people are also asking for money. It's give and take, it's give and receive, and there's good in both. So if you're offered a gift, don't turn it down. Or if you feel like giving, do that. It's about the flow, the balance of abundance back and forth. So I hope you will find that card helpful for you. So I'm looking at the time and I cannot believe that this show has just flown by. It really, really has. I'm almost out of time. So are you ready for Mark Husson and the Astrology Hour? I am so looking forward to that. Can't wait to hear about the planets and what everything means. Thank you so much for your company with me on Tune In with Erica. I will be back at the same time next week. And if you want to find me for a one-on-one, I will be your advisor on One to Listen. So have a truly wonderful week. Enjoy the new moon, power up, and I'll see you next week. Lots of love. Take care and bye-bye for now.